Thank you for the opportunity. I turn to Matthew 6, 33. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Some of y'all are very familiar with a devotional book called Daily Light. If you're not, it's an excellent devotion book. Actually, I don't know if you'd call it a devotion book because it's just Scripture. There's no thoughts applications or messages in it. It's just Scripture. And there's a morning reading and an evening reading. When I first purchased this book, it was back in 2004 at a Rise Up conference. I'd never seen it before. I've actually since acquired a very old copy, and it's really small, like the old Believer's Hymnals I've got at a book sale or something. But what intrigued me about it is that it was just Scripture. And what's interesting about it is, as you read the passages, it's like one passage of Scripture, but there's many verses mixed in. So you read it as one fluid continuing paragraph or paragraphs, but there's a lot of different Scripture, and it's almost like it just fits together perfectly. Here's one that's got verses from Zephaniah, Deuteronomy, Jonah, Matthew, and they're fitted together so that they read very, very fluidly. It's a great little devotional. The reason I mention that is I've done that tonight. Some of the verses that I kind of combined, that's the way I want to read them. The first is a challenge or a command. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness. Keep seeking the things above where Christ is, and those who diligently seek for Me will find Me. Those are verses from Matthew 6:33, also Colossians 1 and Proverbs 8:17. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Keep seeking the things above where Christ is, and those who diligently seek Me will find Me. I know everybody has their own brand or style of devotions, that however they like to conduct theirs. I was challenged a number of years ago from something I was listening to on the radio about selecting a one-word theme for the year. I know the elders do a great job of helping us focus on a theme like prayer this year, but I started doing that a number of years back. It was just a challenge, and I tried to select a word that would help me and challenge me in my walk, help me in my focus, a word to live by, as it were, for the coming year. And then I usually add a little sentence behind it that helps me focus even more on that word. And just to give you an idea of some that I've chosen in the past, one year I chose obedience, and I put to God's Word. And then I chose the word resolve one year. Resolve to live above reproach was the theme that I chose. And then avoid was a word that I chose one year, the things of the world and the flesh. And then for 2016, I chose the word seek, and I put seek Him in all things. And so that's just a way for me to reflect, to meditate, to think of examples of the word seek. It usually prompts me to do some word studies where I'll seek to find the many mentions of that word in Scripture. So tonight I want to focus a little bit on the word seek. Seek for 2016. Seek Him in all things, draw closer than ever before was something that I wrote in the footnotes of my Bible. So what does it mean for us to seek God? I believe our primary purpose in life as believers is to glorify God in all that we do. That sometimes is difficult. I think the flesh wars against that concept. I think we're basically selfish people. I don't think that's anything you would disagree with. There's just something within us. I know there's something within me that tends to wrestle with that at times, that that our primary purpose is just to glorify God in all that we do. So just being honest. We know that we need to seek Him, and when we neglect seeking Him, it's usually because we're focused on something selfish. It's usually our focus has shifted to something that is self-serving or is selfish. I was reminded as we were praying about the passage in Matthew 14 where Christ comes to the disciples on the sea, is walking on the water, and Peter jumps out of the boat and he starts toward him and he's focused on the Savior. And then he looks around, he sees the winds and the waves, and he starts to sink, and he lost his focus. He lost what he was seeking, and it really cost him there for a second. So a lot of times I want to define a word. If you look in the dictionary under seek, it's to try to locate or discover, to search for, to endeavor to obtain or to reach, to go to or to go toward, to make a search or an investigation for, to pursue, to search for. So to compare that to some practical things, which I tend to like to do whenever I'm trying to convey a message, is I have been fortunate enough to be involved in some things that cause us to search. The job I'm in right now, I've been about the last 3.5 years, I've been assigned to a ladder company. And a ladder company is a very, very different job than an engine company. The ladder company has a lot of different tasks that they can be assigned when they arrive on the fire scene. The engine's main job is to put the water on the fire. That's just as basic as it gets. That's really what they're there for. But the ladder company can be assigned a multitude of tasks. And as a driver of a ladder company, sometimes I have to work completely alone. Just because of the nature of how things go. But one of the primary things that we can get assigned when we're en route to a structure fire is they can say, I want the first due ladder company, which is the first arriving ladder company, to do search and rescue. For a ladder company, that means that we don all of our gear and we go into the fire without any hose, without any water, and we're looking for victims. That's our primary responsibility, is to find victims. About 8 months ago, we had a call similar to that. It was out near the Cardinal, and we were the first ladder company there. We were assigned search. And so I was, myself and my captain paired together, Luke Easter, and another firefighter were paired together, and we split up and searched the downstairs. And as we were searching, the command staff came over the radio and said, there's possibly children trapped inside. And my search changed dramatically at that point, when we heard that. Because when you do a search, a lot of times there's not anybody inside, but we still have to search. But when you hear that there's a possible victim and you hear in that microphone that it's a child, everything changes. Now, my captain and I were upstairs and we were searching bedrooms. And when I heard that, the bedroom I happened to turn and go into, I could vaguely see a crib. Most of the time when you search, it's as black as night. And you really just have to learn how to grab and feel what certain objects are. But it was just enough smoke. It had banked down about this high, but if you got down under it, you could see. And I literally tore that room apart. I had my hook, and I was probing up under the bed, and I was ripping stuff out of the closets, because children will hide in a fire. They'll crawl under a bed, they'll crawl in a closet, and they'll literally hide because they're so scared. They're not like an adult. So we really, really tore that house apart. And then the report came back that everybody had gotten out. And so we could change our focus. And then our focus was to search for the fire, because a lot of times it hides. So our search shifted from people to finding the fire. So my captain and I went up into the attic, which was a crawl space. We were on our hands and knees, and boy, did we find it. Then we had to get a hose up there and help put it out. So those type of searches are something that you're very diligent about. And so I began to think, when I have to do that type of search in my job, do I search that hard for the Lord? Do I search for Him and seek Him in all things, like I wrote in my footnotes about the way that I wanted 2016 to go? And so I began to put that in perspective. Another type of search that sometimes we're involved in because of the team that we're on is the land search for lost persons. We have Alzheimer's patients that wander away from nursing homes. We have children that get lost. And one of the teams that I have a privilege of working with and have done for many, many years, even with the Sheriff's Department, was in search. How many remember who Abigail Blythe was? Does anybody remember Abigail Blythe? That was 1988, 1989. It was a young girl, about 8 years old, who wandered off her home in McKnight Mill Road, which backs up to the landfill at Buffalo Creek, with her dog, and the dog came back and she did not. I literally searched for 30 continuous hours without rest as part of the Sheriff's Department SWAT team looking for that young girl. And we searched and searched and searched. There were hundreds of people that searched for that young girl. And it was not a good outcome when they found her. She had passed away. But that search, we were diligent. We were searching for a lost child. The parents were distraught. You just cannot even imagine what those parents are going through, and the things you hear them say and the expressions on their faces. And then as time goes on and time goes on, they know that it gets more hopeless because their child hadn't been found. And so I began to think about those type of searches and then look at the scriptures and ask myself the question, and it's something that you probably want to ask yourself, do we search that diligently for God in our lives? Do we search that diligently for Him in all that we do? Do we search that diligently through the scriptures to place Him as the priority in our lives? I know I don't many times, but as a challenge to myself in picking that word for 2016, that was something that I really, really wanted to focus on. As is the case with most of these types of challenges that we challenge ourselves to, or that like the elders have challenged us with prayer, the answers are never rocket science. It really isn't. And we know that as mature believers, the ones of us sitting here that consider yourself mature believers, even if you're a new believer in Christ, when it comes right down to how we accomplish those things, whether it's seeking God in all that we do or a prayer in our lives, it's not really that complicated in how we arrive at those goals. It's not rocket science. It's usually stuff that's on a very practical level. It's usually things that we can engage in on a daily basis in our lives, and it's usually things that are just not that hard. It's all about priority. And so, you know, when we decide that we're going to search for Him in all that we do, when we're going to focus our lives on Him and Him alone, we need to keep that focus on Him. Peter lost that focus when he was out on the water, and he sank pretty fast. And I know that everybody in this room that has dealt with a situation, a tough situation in your life, the minute you lose that focus on Christ and on what God's supposed to be doing in your life, you start to sink pretty fast, don't you? It's not rocket science. We go through studies like this from time to time. We mention these types of things to the youth, and sometimes I feel like I repeat myself over and over and over, because it's things like consistency in your prayer life, which again is the theme for the entire chapel. Consistency in your prayer life. Consistency in reading the Word. That's one reason I like the Daily Light devotional. It's all the Word. It's not somebody else's thoughts, which are great. There's a number that I read that are someone else's thoughts, and those are good too, but it's just the Word of God. But we also have to differentiate between reading the Word and studying the Word. There's a big difference. And so we read the Word. There's sometimes that I just read the Word like I would read a book, just to read it, and try to allow the Holy Spirit to let it sink in. And then there's other times where we will study the Word. We'll become interested in an area, just like I mentioned the seek. I did a little word study just looking at the different places that seek is found in Scripture. And so we'll diligently start to study it. Either we'll have some type of systematic way that we study a verse or maybe a passage or even a person, study a character in the Scriptures. And then it's consistency in meditating on the Word. And so we have to read it, we have to study it, we have to meditate on it. And meditate on it, when we meditate on it, we don't even have to have the Word in front of us. We just have to have studied a portion, and it's something you can think about during the day. Just so that you can continue to chew on those things that the Holy Spirit has prompted you to read in Scripture. So it really isn't rocket science when it comes right down to how do we seek Him in all things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Keep seeking the things above where Christ is. And those who diligently seek Me will find Me. I came up with a similar section it's a combination of several verses in closing that if we called the first verses I read the challenge or the command, you could say, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, and those who diligently seek Me will find Me. We can call this the promise. These are the closing verses that I would like to call the promise. If you love Me, you will keep My commandments. Search the Lord your God. I'm sorry. Seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you search for Him with all your heart and with all your soul. So we go from the challenge to the command, challenge and the command to the promise. If you love Me, you will keep My commandments. Seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you search for Him with all your heart and with all your soul. So we do need to do that. We need to search for Him just as diligently as I described searching for that child that was supposedly trapped in that fire. We need to search just as diligently as the hundreds of men and women and the hours we put searching for that little girl. And our focus was completely on that the whole time. And I just wonder if we're as diligent in the way that we seek Him and we seek His will in our life and we seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit as we spend time meditating on His Word, as we spend time reading His Word, and as we spend time studying His Word. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank You for Your love and Your mercy, for Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for this beautiful book You've given us, the Word of God that we can spend so much time in. Lord, forgive us for the times we don't spend time in it. Forgive us for the times it gets dusty and sits on the shelf. Help us to seek You in all that we do. Help us to diligently search Your Scriptures for wisdom, for guidance, and for encouragement. We pray that You would just help each one of us to make that a common goal in our lives as believers, and that we would want to seek You in all that we do and seek You in everything that we do. And we'll be sure to give You the honor and the praise and the glory for all that's accomplished. In the name of Your Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thanks for your attention.